between the administration and BP. And that was the problem with us going on with that.
What I would like to do, one more thing, Madam Speaker, if you would. Fiscal note that's in your packet. It is my desire to nail down as clearly as possible, in every way possible, that the language in this bill is voluntarily done on behalf of BP. So after the word North Star Unit, I would like a statement made that would say, incorporated by reference in this fiscal note is the attached letter dated April 29th, 1996, BP Exploration, written to this committee by John C. Morgan, President of Alaska, or BP Alaska, and we would incorporate the contents of the letter as an addendum to the fiscal note.
Madam Chairman, I would so move that the BP letter dated April 29th from John Morgan to Representative Barnes be included as an addendum to the fiscal note. We all have that letter in our packets.
No objection? Hearing none. Adopted. Thank you, Madam Speaker. The Chair at this time would entertain a motion.
Can we do that? Madam Chair.
Well, we adopted the work draft, so the first thing we need to do is to adopt the CS.
So move.
Is there objection? Hearing none, CS for House Bill number 548, Committee on World Trade, Federal State Relations, is adopted. Chair would entertain a motion to move from the committee with individual recommendations.
Before we do that, Madam Chair, just in regards to Representative Davies' amendment, I believe he was told that we would address his amendment.
We just did.
We heard a few opinions, but we never dealt with the amendment. And I was just saying, I do not support the amendment, but I think out of courtesy to the representative, we did tell him that we would address his amendment, and
okay.
I think we probably should.
Would you withdraw your motion, please?
Withdrawn.
Okay. We've adopted the CS. We were given the amendment by Representative Davies.
Do you have that?
Somewhere. I think I gave him.
I'd make the motion to put that on the table for discussion at this time. I would put the Davies amendment on, move the Davies amendment for the purpose of discussion.
There is objection. I'm led to believe that under the separation of powers doctrine that we cannot deal in a constitutional manner with the amendment that was given to us by Representative Davies, although I would be very happy to do so if I thought it was constitutional. I don't.
Yeah, let me see it.
So,
Madam Chairman, also in addition, I agree with you too. I would certainly like to be able to consider this, but also the fact that it would change the contract is a factor that we must take into consideration.
So the question before the body is the adoption of amendment prepared by Representative Davies. I think we'll call the roll.
No.
Representative Davis?
No.
Representative Katina?
No.
Representative Jackson?
No.
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 Thank you, Madam Chair.
The amendment by Representative Davis has not been adopted by this committee. Representative Mulder?
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Before I move the bill, I appreciate the work you've done. I think it's been artful. Perry Mason could take a lesson from the way you've crafted this today. And you've addressed an issue that is very near and dear to my heart. The second compelling reason for the state and legislature to address this is obviously the economics. And we'll be looking at that tomorrow as we look at it in Finance Committee and weighing my decision on that presentation. But I think you've done a very good job of putting it clear on the record the cooperation between BP and their commitment toward local hire and local investment. And I support that. And with that,
voluntarily.
With that, Madam Speaker, I move CS for HB 548 from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal note.
As amended.
As amended.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Ben, please pass the sign-in sheet.
Good.
Smooth.
Put a little amendment on there, too, to have finance, huh?
Yeah, they don't want to.
You go sit right up there. Never did. And what's that? Good night. Gary, are we doing that conference committee in the morning?
I think so. I haven't seen my schedule.
Yeah, you got it scheduled at 8 or 8:30.
No.